Scroll 8. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. When we were young, we were taught to color within the lines. Conditioned so, many adults naturally choose to live safely within a metaphorical box, the walls of which are made up of limiting and self-defeating beliefs. Breaking out of the box is not a new challenge. It has been with us for centuries. Here are some examples of prominent citizens and/or organizations that lived within the box of limiting beliefs. Western Union Internal Memo, 1876. This telephone has too many shortcomings to be seriously considered as a means of communication. The device is inherently of no value to us. H.M. Warner, Warner Brothers, 1927. Who the hell wants to hear actors talk? Thomas Watson, Chairman of IBM, 1943. I think there is a world market for maybe 5 computers. Decca Records Company, rejecting the Beatles, 1962. We don't like their sound, and guitar music is on the way out. Don't allow yourself to be confined to a box of self-imposed limitations. Learn these 7 keys to unlock the principle of multiplying your value 100-fold. Here's the first key.
Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. A mulberry leaf touched with the genius of man becomes silk. A field of clay touched with the genius of man becomes a castle. A cypress tree touched with the genius of man becomes a shrine. A cut of sheep's hair touched with the genius of man becomes raiment for a king. If it is possible for leaves and clay and wood and hair to have their value multiplied 100, yea, 1,000-fold by man, cannot I do the same with the clay which bears my name?
The first key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to recognize your capacity. Og asks us to be open to the possibilities. He asks us to consider the mulberry leaf, the clay, the cypress tree, and the sheep's hair. If it is possible for these to multiply their value, cannot we do the same? Make a list of your accomplishments to date, what you have done with the clay which bears your name. Are there any specific accomplishments on your list that seemed like unreachable dreams when the idea was first conceived? The first key is recognize your capacity. The affirmation is, I am ready and willing to be transformed, organized, hewn, shaped, and stretched. Here's the second key.
Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. I am likened to a grain of wheat which faces one of 3 futures. The wheat can be placed in a sack and dumped in a stall until it is fed to swine, or it can be ground to flour and made into bread, or it can be placed in the earth and allowed to grow until its golden head divides and produces 1,000 grains from the one. I am likened to a grain of wheat with one difference. The wheat cannot choose whether it be fed to swine, ground for bread, or planted to multiply. I have a choice, and I will not let my life be fed to swine, nor will I let it be ground under the rocks of failure and despair, to be broken open and devoured by the will of others.
The second key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to choose your future. It has been said that if you don't know where you are going, it doesn't matter which road you take to get there. What will become of your life? Og's imagery of the 3 choices is very poignant. First, dumped in a stall until it is fed to swine, basically wasted. Second, ground to flour and made into bread, devoured by the will of others who treat you as a commodity. Or lastly, placed in the earth and allowed to grow. When deciding which fate will be yours, always remember the choice is yours. Divide a piece of paper into 3 vertical columns. Write the following 3 headings: wasted, consumed, growing. In each column, list those experiences or people who have contributed to these feelings or experiences in your life. It is important that you find a place on your list for your every failure, despair, mistake made from ignorance, and inability. This is not an attempt to depress you. In a moment, you'll know why these experiences are so valuable. The second key is choose your future. The affirmation is, I am grounded in vision and purpose and multiply my value again and again. Listen to Og for the third key.
Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. To grow and multiply, it is necessary to plant the wheat grain in the darkness of the earth, and my failures, my despairs, my ignorance, and my inabilities are the darkness in which I have been planted in order to ripen. Now, like the wheat grain which will sprout and blossom only if it is nurtured with rain and sun and warm winds, I too must nurture my body and mind to fulfill my dreams. But to grow to full stature, the wheat must wait on the whims of nature. I need not wait, for I have the power to choose my own destiny.
The third key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to plant yourself in fertile soil. Og shared this exciting news. The longer and the more traumatic your wasted and consumed lists are, the richer your soil. Why? Consider this. A doctor has two patients. The first patient eats greasy fast food 3 times a day and has not had any apparent adverse effects other than having gained a few extra pounds. While having an annual physical, the doctor suggests that he eat healthier food and lose a few pounds. The second patient also eats the same greasy fast food 3 times a day. One afternoon, while patient 2 is getting ready to go out and buy another pizza, his chest tightens, followed shortly by a severe and persistent knife-like pain. Death would be a welcome relief. Gasping for air, he calls 911. The emergency crew shows up with only moments to spare and miraculously saves his life. Recovering in the hospital, the doctor pays a visit and suggests that if the patient wants to avoid another heart attack, he should change his diet, eat healthier food, and lose a few pounds. Which of the two patients will most likely heed the doctor's advice? Could the experiences of the second patient help him to develop a more thorough, detailed plan of attack and then assist him in sticking to this plan? Now, you may never have a heart attack, but every heart is attacked. And your fertile soil was earned in the battle that ensued, regardless of the outcome. If you plant yourself in this rich, fertile soil, you too will draw from its powerful nutrients that are courage, perspective, and resolution. Reflect on your list. Open your journal and share how you can draw strength from your past experiences. The third key is, plant yourself in your fertile soil. The affirmation is, I nurture my mind and body. Here's the fourth key.
Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. And how will I accomplish this? First, I will set goals for the day, the week, the month, the year, and my life. Just as the rain must fall before the wheat will crack its shell and sprout, so must I have objectives before my life will crystallize. In setting my goals, I will consider my best performance of the past and multiply it 100-fold. This will be the standard by which I will live in the future. Never will I be of concern that my goals are too high, for is it not better to aim my spear at the moon and strike only an eagle than to aim my spear at the eagle and strike only a rock?
The fourth key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to set goals. Og admonishes us to have daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and lifelong goals. The consequences of failing to do so are monumental. Here are 2 powerful reasons why these goals are so essential. To grasp these concepts, it may require that you think outside of the box. Let's go back to scroll 3. I will persist until I succeed. First, reflect on Og's conversation about felling an oak tree 1 childish swipe at a time. Each blow does not cause even a tremor in the wood. By itself, each blow seems insignificant. Yet from these childish swipes, the oak will eventually tumble. Those without clear life goals have extreme difficulty seeing the value in doing little things such as cleaning the house, washing the dishes, doing the laundry, washing the car, exercising regularly, talking to your children, really listening to your companion, etc. It can be difficult to see purpose in the little things when we don't have the ultimate goal in mind.
Next, have you ever seen the warning on a rearview mirror that says, objects may appear larger than they actually are? Take our two patients from the previous key who love greasy fast food. The first patient may choose the goal of losing 25 pounds. That is his focus. Tomorrow at lunch, a big greasy double cheeseburger is screaming his name. How big does this obstacle appear? Why, it's huge. Now, take our second patient. He has the same goal of losing 25 pounds, but he also has an even bigger goal of avoiding another heart attack and a life goal of being alive for his 8-year-old daughter's wedding some 20 years from now. And that is his focus. Tomorrow at lunch, a big greasy double cheeseburger calls his name. Well, how big does this obstacle appear? The first patient is obsessed with losing weight. The second patient is excited about living a long and healthy life and committed to do what it takes to achieve this. Goals give meaning and purpose to the mundane and keep obstacles in proper perspective.
Here are two approaches. First, start with the big life goals and work backwards. This will create an even bigger reason why every subsequent smaller goal is essential. For example, life goal, I will live a long and healthy life. Yearly goal, this year, I will lose 36 pounds. Monthly goal, I will lose 3 pounds. Weekly goal, I will work out 3 times each week. Daily goal, I will eat the following foods and perform the following exercises. All the while keeping your eye on the biggest and most important goal of all, a long and healthy life. Second, select a mundane activity, one of those little things you don't like to do. Now create a life goal that will put this mundane activity in proper perspective. For example, I hate to wash and vacuum the car each week. Create a life goal. Here's some assistance. Reflect on the day when you will sell the car and how you will need to justify the condition. How much could you lose if the car is not in tip-top condition? If you could avoid losing this money and you invested it over several years at a reasonable interest rate, how much income would this money create at retirement? The life goal? Financial independence. How does your car play into the equation? Is washing and vacuuming the car weekly a chore or an investment? The fourth key is set goals. The affirmation is, I have clear objectives that will guide my daily activities. Here's the fifth key.
Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. The height of my goals will not hold me in awe, though I may stumble often before they are reached. If I stumble, I will rise, and my falls will not concern me, for all men must stumble often to reach the hearth. Only a worm is free from the worry of stumbling. I am not a worm. I am not an onion plant. I am not a sheep. I am a man. Let others build a cave with their clay. I will build a castle with mine.
The fifth key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to avoid the fear of stumbling. I love Ogg's comment, only a worm is free from the worry of stumbling. Here's the test. If you're not stumbling, you need to set higher goals. Revisit your goals. Should the bar be raised? The fifth key is avoid fear of stumbling. The affirmation is, I am willing to stumble. Only a worm is free from stumbling. Here's the sixth key.
Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. And just as the sun must warm the earth to bring forth the seedling of wheat, so too will the words on these scrolls warm my life and turn my dreams into reality. Today, I will surpass every action which I performed yesterday. I will climb today's mountain to the utmost of my ability, yet tomorrow I will climb higher than today, and the next will be higher than tomorrow. To surpass the deeds of others is unimportant. To surpass my own deeds is all.
The sixth key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to compete only with yourself. If you choose to compete with others, you may experience one of two negative outcomes. First, you may choose to focus on the accomplishments of others and dismiss or minimize your own successes. Or secondly, you may never challenge your own potential, satisfied only to ostensibly win against inferior foes. Success requires that we focus on our own potential, maximize that potential, and then eat the fruits of happiness sown and reaped that day. Open your journal and write down the many ways you compete with or compare yourself to others. Now write the many possible ways you can compete with yourself to maximize your potential. The sixth key is compete with yourself. The affirmation is, I measure my own success with my own yardstick. Here is the seventh and final key.
Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. And just as the warm wind guides the wheat to maturity, the same winds will carry my voice to those who will listen, and my words will announce my goals. Once spoken, I dare not recall them, lest I lose face. I will be as my own prophet, and though all may laugh at my utterances, they will hear my plans, they will know my dreams, and thus there will be no escape for me until my words become accomplished deeds.
The seventh and final key to multiplying your value 100-fold is to announce your vision. This is risky. Once your goals have been shared, you either perform or lose face. If you are committed to accomplishing a goal, you will be able to share it openly without fear of failure. Reflect on your goal. If you have any angst about sharing, revisit your monthly, weekly, and daily commitments with the intent of creating clarity about what steps are necessary and your ability and willingness to take those steps. Clarity will strengthen your commitment, and your commitment will increase your confidence, and confidence will replace fear. At what level are you experiencing apprehension? Review your commitments and make the necessary adjustments. The key is, announce your vision. The affirmation is, I am so confident about my vision that I can openly share it. Here's a review as Og wraps up this scroll.
Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. I will commit not the terrible crime of aiming too low. I will do the work that a failure will not do. I will always let my reach exceed my grasp. I will never be content with my performance in the market. I will always raise my goals as soon as they are attained. I will always strive to make the next hour better than this one. I will always announce my goals to the world. Yet never will I proclaim my accomplishments. Let the world instead approach me with praise, and may I have the wisdom to receive it in humility. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. One grain of wheat, when multiplied 100-fold, will produce 100 stalks. Multiply these 100-fold 10 times, and they will feed all the cities of the earth. Am I not more than a grain of wheat? Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. And when it is done, I will do it again and again, and there will be astonishment and wonder at my greatness as the words of these scrolls are fulfilled in me.